Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now, here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Everyone, and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 195. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Janet Kafada, an online business coach who's passionate about helping coaches, entrepreneurs, and experts to package their brilliance into a sustainable, profitable online business. A busy mom of three kids under eight and entrepreneur working with other amazing women around the world. Her mission is to activate goal-driven women to go after what they want in their own business. Hello, Janet.
Hi there, Patience. How are you?
I'm okay. I know the clan is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your online business?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So before I started, I was working a day job, and I've had my business now for about 6 years or so. And prior to that, I was working, you know, just a regular job, working very much in the management consultancy and helping people create, helping our clients create workshops and leadership programs and all of that stuff. And when I fell pregnant with my son, it was really dawned on me that I just didn't want to do this anymore. As much as I loved my boss and loved the place that I worked, it just didn't work. I was like, this can't be my reality for the rest of my life. And so when I went on maternity leave, I kind of tried to figure out a way to start a business, really. And then from there, it kind of evolved into many variations of what I have now. It was a real roller coaster ride, I have to say. But and it's kind of brought me to where I am today, where I coach other women who are working a 9-to-5 job to really build their online business empires after dark. So yeah, that's really what I do and kind of how I came about, fell into it, really.
Wow. What a background, Janet. Okay. What is the most dangerous belief an online entrepreneur can have?
Oh my goodness, that it's overnight, that it's an overnight success. Oh my goodness. That's like one of the beliefs that many people have, is that they, when they're first starting out, they're thinking, well, if I just do this and I keep at it for like 3 months, then, you know, I'll have these crazy numbers and, you know, I'll have a 100K business and all of that stuff. And it's just like, no, that's not how it works. And I'm sure yourself, Patience, and your community as well will agree. Like, it's just, it doesn't work like that. It really is about the hard yards and putting in the time and the effort day in, day out, you know, and it's not for everyone. Entrepreneurship is rough. And if you're not everyone is built for it. And you got to put in the effort to try and see where, you know, to see whether it is for you or not. You know, it's like kind of like trying on clothes for size. You really got to try it on to see if that's what you want to do and whether your own belief system as why it's important to you is strong enough to withhold that as well. I think that's so important.
Why do you do what you do?
Because, and this is an interesting question because I've thought about this a lot recently. Why is it that I do this? Well, it comes back back to my why. Why I do this. And I do it for my family and I do it for the freedom that this business allows me to have. And so each day, you know, when I'm really tired or, you know, you have a really long day or whatever it is, and you're just like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? I have to kind of come back and think about why I'm doing this. And it is for my family and for my kids and to also show them that, you know, you can have a career doing something that's not necessarily traditional in the sense that you go to work each day, and you work for someone else, you can have a business as well where you get to write your own rules and do things as you want to. That's a really important thing for me to show my kids that they can do that. So I have a 7-year-old, 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. And so they are still quite young, but they do see me working. They see me at my desk and they see me, you know, sitting in my office or speaking to clients and stuff. And it's important for me that I show them that there's other ways to go about making a living, and it doesn't have to just be 100% reliant on someone else, you know, giving you a paycheck.
Well, you are busy. You have already a handful busy there. you just want it to go, you know, let me finish this and let me concentrate on business. Oh, dear. Okay, it's handful. Well, you've been in the business now for the last 6 years. Let's put the man aside. How do you know you are successful?
I know that I'm successful when I can take the time. So, for instance, I'm actually getting ready to go on holiday. I'm going on holiday for 6 weeks. And that was a big decision that my husband and I decided to make, to have some time out in summer, because our families live in Europe and we live here in Australia, to be able to, every 2 years or so, be able to have an extended holiday, an extended break back, and go back and see our family and all of our friends. And so for us, success for me means freedom. And I actually have the freedom to be able to do that. And I'm not, you know, earning multiple millions of dollars or anything like that. But it's not about that for me. It's actually having the freedom and the choice that, you know what, we're going to take 6 weeks out and I'm going to kind of, the business will kind of do its thing and I'll be on hiatus for that time. But that's okay. You know, the sky's not going to fall. Everything will still be in place when I get back, and I will just continue on from there. So, yeah, that's what success means to me.
You briefly touched about that not everyone is built to be an entrepreneur. But let me ask you this. Can anyone be an entrepreneur, or are some people more cut out for it than others?
Oh, yeah. Some people are more cut out for it than others. And I don't know what that magic source is, so to speak, but I definitely feel that some people are really cut out for it and love it. And you'll find, and that I've heard many stories as well from other entrepreneurs who have gone down the path and with being an entrepreneur for 7-8 years or so, and then after some time they go back to a day job, which is totally fine. But it's interesting because the jobs that they do are almost the jobs that are just almost a perfect fit for them, for their personality, for the type of work that they wanted to do for years or something, or the job that they never got in their corporate career, you know. So It just like with anything, and just like your whole podcast is about a journey. It's a journey, an online success journey, but it's also a journey of yourself as well, you know, rediscovering who you are as a person and what you can bring to the table. And sometimes it's not always about necessarily having your own business, but being able to kind of go on a journey, but then come back and kind of go full circle and be like, actually, this is the perfect job for me. So I do think some people are cut out for it more than others.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
That it's not smooth sailing. I think that's the easiest thing that I can think of. It is not smooth sailing. It's almost every, I'm sure, however many podcast episodes you've done now, you've had many interviews from people who have had like crazy ups and downs and had many times and thoughts where they've thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to completely throw it in. But it is tough, but you have to really love what you do, and you have to be so committed to why you are doing it that you stick it out, you know? So, that's what I said before about, you know, really coming back to why it's important and why, and what your desire is for this business. Sometimes in some cases for my clients, it's about them saying, actually, what I want to create is bigger than me. Like they want to create a movement, or they want to create some sort of massive impact in other people's lives. So yeah.
Okay. Along the way, trying to find yourself and find a business model which suited you, as you mentioned that the business is like trying on a clothes to see if it fits. Did you ever have any mentors or coaches?
Yes, yeah, I did. I had I've had many mentors and coaches along the way, and they've been great. I've been very fortunate that I've had people that have been the right type of, some not so much the right type of coach for where I was, but I've had others that were just like perfect fit to help me along the way and to help push me forward. So I definitely believe in investing in a mentor to help move you forward, because I do believe that you can't do it on your own. It's too lonely to build a business on your own. And you need someone who's either gone down the path that you're thinking of, or is where you want to be as well. If you think about it with any type of business, let's say you wanted to start a bakery, right? If, for example, you wouldn't, if I have absolutely no idea about having a bakery, but what I will do is I would go and seek out someone who has a bakery, how they started it, what they did, what their journey was like, and what things do I need to be aware of that I may not have even thought of. And that's really, I think, the whole point of having a mentor or a coach or someone to help you along the way, to kind of guide you on that like path. They're not going to give you like, this is what you need to do, like the straight answer, because it's different for everyone. But that someone to help guide you along the way, I think, is so incredibly important.
What is the most valuable thing your mentors has told you?
I think one of the most valuable things is to do something each day. And that's still something that I teach my own clients as well, is especially for people and for women and for men as well who are working a day job and building their business, to do one simple action each day. And it's the same thing I tell my clients, you know, build your business on 20 minutes a day. When you're, especially for women, and if you've got a family as well, and, you know, you're trying to juggle all the things, you still got sports practice to do, you still got to make sure you drink enough water and get some sleep in between there as well. It's really important that when you do decide to sit down at your computer to work, that you're actually doing something that's income generating, and that you make sure that you spend that time, whether it's reaching out to people that could be potentially your ideal customer and doing interviews with them, or making connections with other people. It's really important. Just give yourself 20 minutes, like 20 minutes each day to build your business. And it doesn't happen over like lengthy stretches of time, like hours and hours. It's actually just those small incremental steps daily is what builds up to you actually building your business.
What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
So I think for me, it has been staying focused, and staying focused on the, not on the prize, so to speak, but staying focused on what's most important to me. So always having my family at the forefront of my mind has really helped me to stay on track and kind of bring me back into focus as to why it's important that I'm doing what I'm doing, for sure.
What is the most valuable thing you have ever given away?
I think the most valuable thing, my own teachings. I think that being around me and teaching my clients and showing them how they can go after what they want is one of the most valuable things I think I can offer, and one of my like gifts, I suppose. You know, everyone has a gift for what they, you know, what they have to offer on this earth. I honestly believe that, I think that that's one of the things that is truly valuable to my clients, because they're like, oh my goodness, I could do this. And I'm like, yes, of course you could do this. Of course you can, you know, there to motivate them and inspire them and give them steps to figure out their next step and their next move in their business.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
This is a good one. So before the days of the internet, then this was years back, so I must have been in high school, and I was on MTV with a group of my friends, we performed as the Spice Girls. Yep, you can guess which one I was, and and not many people know that about me, and you'll be hard pushed to try and find that on the internet, because I think they was only VHS was around then. Wow. Not even DVD. So so yeah, I was a Spice Girl, and yeah, that was hilarious.
Okay, I hope you are keeping up with the move.
Well, I do like to dance, so that's always stuck with me. So
that's nice. Okay, what grounds you?
Keeping my health in check grounds me, and focusing on myself for 1 hour a day. So I try and go to the gym about 3-4 times a week, and that really grounds me. I do it first thing in the morning, sometimes at 6, sometimes at 6:45. But for me, doing and having that time to myself for 1 hour with all of everything else that's going on in my life and looking after my kids and all of that stuff, is important that I make time to go to the gym or exercise or do whatever it is. That really grounds me 100% to crack on with the rest of my day. To once I get home, then I've got to get the kids ready for school, do lunches, all of that kind of stuff. So that's one of my non-negotiables. I have to do that.
Wow. Why being stuck and overwhelmed is a complete cover-up? Tell us more about it.
Yes. So being stuck and overwhelmed is one of those things that people always say, oh, I'm so stuck, I don't know what to do, oh, I'm completely overwhelmed. I'm like, yeah, okay, so let's dig deeper. You know, as a coach, I always do this with my clients. Well, let's dig a little bit deeper into that. What is it what's making you feel overwhelmed? And most of the time when they tell me what the problem is, it's actually fear. It's the fear of being seen, the fear of showing up, the fear of actually backing themselves 100% that they can go after what they want. And that's the cover up. So it's like this, it's like a layer that sits perfectly over, you know, you've got your business dream as like a circle. And then over the top of it, you've got like this little umbrella, which is actually your overwhelm and everything else. But actually it's just sitting on the top. It's just covering over your dreams. And it's the fear. It's just once you push past that, you almost like release it. It's like the bubble kind of that circle busts through that little umbrella, and then you're actually releasing your idea and your business into the world and actually showing up fully. So to me, it's just a cover up and an excuse as to when people say that, because really there's no shortage of information out there. Like, you can find anything at your fingertips. So it's not about that. It's goes way deeper than that.
How to build your business in 20 minutes a day before you watch your favorite show. Tell us about it.
So I explained a little bit about it earlier. And yes, as I said, it's really about taking that time to just do one thing. So, you know, you can either take the time to get to know your ideal clients, or especially if you're at the very, very early stages. So maybe it means you actually have to go and interview some people. Maybe it actually means you just got to reach out to them and say, hey, I'm doing I'm just trying to find out more about my potential ideal clients. I'd love to interview you or ask you some questions. Are you happy to get on a call? That will take you 10 minutes or so to do. And then you can go and find someone else. And, you know, then that's like 20 minutes taken up. And then you can do that same interview call the next day or next week or whenever it's scheduled for. But it's that consistent work you do each day, let's just say for 5 days of the week, each day to help move your business forward. Because if you don't, and this is the kind of misconception that a lot of people have when they're working a day job and building their business, is that they have to have like hours to themselves. And some people work better like that, but it's not actually not practical. Like it you can't do that, because you'll have to stop and you have to make sure that you finish by 10 o'clock because you got to get ready to go to bed or to go to work the next day. So if you dedicate and say to yourself, I'm just going to spend 20 minutes doing this, I'm going to spend 20 minutes researching, or I'm going to spend 20 minutes actually maybe getting testimonials or reaching out to a potential client, you know, everyone's got a phone. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be sitting at your computer to work. You can be on your phone. You could be mapping out an idea for an online, for a coaching program or an offer that you want to put together on your phone before you watch your favorite, you know, Netflix show. So it's really important that people kind of have that kind of that they need to change their mindset and how they operate to be able to build that business if it's, you know, really something that they want to go after.
But don't you think when you are just starting out, you're just, you don't know, you even fear to call people to say, I want to interview you. Because nowadays they'll be like, oh, how many have you interviewed? And then they'll be like, no, you go away. I remember I had one of the guests whereby he wanted to interview a certain person who was just into them. He has read all his books and he called him up and he said, I want to interview. And he turned around and said, how many have you interviewed? He said, I'm just starting. And he said, no, go and do 100. And after that, come and interview me. Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And some people do that. But I respect him for saying that because, you know, if you get one knockback, what? And that's it. Like, you're just going to stop. Like, that seems crazy to me. Like, if that you get one knockback, oh, well, never mind. Next, it's not really something that you need to worry about. And it's almost one of those things, like with entrepreneurship, you asked earlier about what's one of the lessons that it's taught you. It's actually taught me, it's actually about having thick skin and really not caring what people think is one of the big lessons that I've learned as well.
He went and he asked other people when the one door closes, others start opening. And he's got now actually a big business. The other person who asked the first day he wanted to interview, now he wants to have an interview with him.
Of course he does.
So if it were you, what would you say?
Well, if that was me and that person had said no, well, I would have just said, okay, that's fine. Not a problem. I'll get back to you after I've spoken to 100 people. Absolutely. Okay. And it's really interesting you mentioned that because I say that to my clients. I'm like, you've got to reach out to as many people as you can think of and, you know, write a list of like 50 people and reach out to all of them. If they say no, it doesn't matter. It just means that you're getting one step closer to the person that's going to say yes. So it doesn't matter.
And the person comes back and said, I have seen you on many podcasts, Janet. So can I have an interview with you? What would you do?
I'll say, yes, let's do it. Absolutely. I wouldn't hold a grudge. Absolutely not. I would just be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's hop on and let's do that interview because we're long overdue.
Well done, because that's what I told him. I said, you should really bring him on and say, look, you know what? Yeah, let's do it.
That's
no
right.
problem.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about your business. Building your business in 20 minutes a day. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so absolutely. So you can get the guide for to help you build your business on 20 minutes a day. You can grab it at janetkafadar.com. That's KAFADAR.com /20 minutes. And you can grab that guide there. And it's just a simple guide you can go through. You can read on your phone and go ahead and grab it there.
What is your type of clientele?
Yeah, so my clients are mostly female. And they're all working a day job. They're working a 9-to-5. And they have most of the women that I've worked with are women that have already tried to get started with their business. But their issue is that they've probably tried with lots of online courses and all of that stuff. But actually, what they need is someone to really give them some handholding and some clear direction as to how to move forward, which sometimes in those online courses don't offer. So they range from coaches who are mindset coaches to I've had an English speaking coach who teaches accent reduction. I have also had life coaches as well. So they all really do range, but they all have that common thread that they are all working a day job and building a business.
What is your price?
Yes. So my program is I have a group coaching program, which I've just wrapped up and will be reopening again soon in September. And it's a 4-month program called Your Next Step. And it's really to help people figure out their next step in their business and where they need to go and what they need to do and the steps to be able to do that. I have a simple roadmap to be able to help them as well. And so working with me inside of that program is there's two different tiers to it. It's either $3,000 or $5,000. But it's an amazing program and the women in there have been getting such amazing results as well. So it's fantastic. Come and join the group if you're interested.
Thank you. So, Clan, there will be more from Janet in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcasting platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Janet's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part of Janet's journey or over 150 other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and journey.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path. So make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.